you, Tricia. Right now, I would like to introduce yet another open mic host. They're everywhere. You can't escape them. This is Cheryl Peralt. She's a performance poet, and among other things, she hosts a wonderful open mic in Hopkinton, Mass, at the cable station, and she can tell you about the event. She's a great writer, and we're very happy that she's here tonight. Please welcome Cheryl Peralt.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you very much, Ellen, and Jake and Ira, for this evening and wonderful features also. I have a nasty hecatomb poem to share with you now. But before I do, yes, HCAM, Hopkinton, right on Main Street this Saturday, 10:30 a.m. It's a morning venue, and we are featuring Dan Cloutier and John Gerard and the poetry of performance poet from Boston, Adam Stone. So I'm looking forward to it and love for you all to come out and join. And if you want to read more details, it's on www.hcam.tv. I received a Coexist for Peace bumper sticker for a gift over the holidays. Now, to coexist, we need to understand each other all over this world and our behaviors, and that includes our driving. And this piece is called Ethnic Driving, and it's based on my one-time-only trip over to Europe, to France. She picked me up in Paris, and I admit I was surprised to see Aurélie arriving in a sleek, black, little convertible. Driving up to the curb, she leaned over and kissed me on both cheeks. As I stepped into her little matchbox race car, Aurélie smiled with such gleaming teeth, and then accelerated as if Mario Andretti had just challenged her to a race, while she talked and laughed and smiled while navigating the tiny city streets, packed with other zippy little race cars, negotiating stop and go with hundreds of pedestrians who looked to me like they were risking their lives with every Parisian footstep, as I saw the fear on their faces when sometimes Aurélie got too close. They looked a bit, oh, how do you say, terrified, and would look at her and then at me, and I'd want to shrink down in my seat, but it's hard to be hidden when in a tiny, sleek convertible with your great big foreigner head sticking out for all to see. And Aurélie, the stunt driver, smiling, speeding, maneuvering, weaving, laughing, while telling me anything is fair game on Paris streets, as long as you give them a smile, always a smile. Like a wise race car shaman, she tells me this just after coming inches away from hitting a pedestrian or two, and then zipping up to the next traffic light without flinching while 5 inches from the nearest bumper. I ask Aurélie if her brakes are good. She smiles and laughs at me and says that I am always so very, very funny. While we are all waiting for the light to change from red to green. So Aurélie thinks it is taking too long, and she gets impatient as she is smiling. And although my French is rusty, I'm pretty sure the words mon Dieu and tête à la merde are words she has just exclaimed to all the world around her while she is smiling, always smiling. Aurélie, the race car Sherpa, continues on through all of the very civilized, busy streets. There are no big mammoth SUVs or maternal minivans or humongous Hummers here to hog the road. So everyone is smaller, faster, tighter, efficient at hugging corners, as I am hugging the door handle in Aurélie, while she careens around the corner and beeps at all the cars before her, for now she's running late for getting to the dress shop, and she expects everyone to cooperate and open up a spot for her, and like good citizens of France, they do when they see her part her lips like Moses at the sea to show that winning smile, They let her in and then ride up to her bumper while waiting for the next light to change. Mind you, I've been in a plane and then an impolitely driven taxi for the past 8 or 9 hours. And then I am sitting here in the car with my head sticking out for all to see, all this very polite kamikaze driving. I'm the ugly American making many Jerry Lewis faces each time we cut a car off or beep at someone to cut in with such polite French urgency. And still everyone is smiling while I am the only one who is scowling and trembling just a bit. But now I think we would be shot or pummeled by a raging U.S. citizen by now, but we don't get shot in France. The system seems to work for one and all. A city of polite, insistent beepers, cutters, zippers, weavers who miraculously have it all worked out. Arlie and all these diplomats of the streets who may be cursing, bumping, crashing, careening, while smiling, always smiling. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. One more hand for Cheryl Perrault.